Hey guys, it's your girl Kat from Royal Cast. I'm like literally in my bed right now, just doing this podcast because I am sick. Yes, I am sick, but I'm not, well, I am kind of really like badly sick. I haven't eaten any type of like good food in actually 3 days. Literally 3 days. I haven't eaten. I got the stomach flu. Yay, fucking me. And my thing is, like, one of my cousins is down with the stomach flu, and my other baby cousin is with the stomach flu. And, like, prior week to that, my cousin and my aunt had the stomach flu. And since I work in a medical field, a lot of my patients had stomach flu. So it's like a whole fucking shit that's going around. And when I tell you, this shit is annoying because I have so much good food from Thanksgiving. Let's just get started with this conversation. Before anything, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It's a little bit late, but you know, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you guys, what the fuck? But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. I had a Friendsgiving this past Saturday. It was very chill because I like when I do parties, I'm not like the party, well, I used to be, but I like events where the music is just right and I can have a formal conversation. I don't want to lose my voice trying to speak to someone in a party. So mine is just eat, chill, vibe, that type of vibe in my parties. So it was just the most chillest thing. We were so fucking full, but I was a little bit sick, but I didn't pay attention too much to it. So we ate, we had drinks, we vibed, we even did karaoke a little bit, and we was just jamming. And you know, a little bit of where area's from, like, you know, gossip and teas and shit, you know, all that basic shit. But Sunday, when I tell you, I was so down. Like, the whole day I did not do anything. Like, it was raining, pitch dark. I was so exhausted because prior to that whole week was a little bit hectic. I'm not gonna lie, because if you haven't seen on my YouTube channel, I did redo, like, they renovated the whole entire bathroom. So that was like a week and a half. We had to do a lot of things, and there's still more things to do in the house, but it's a while. It's like every single morning I wake up, there's a whole mess. Sometimes we couldn't even use the bathroom, so it was just like a whole crazy. You'll see like the whole process when I put it, or if I think I already have it on my channel, you can go check it out. But it was just so draining, and then on top of that, having Thanksgiving, cooking and stuff, and then also on top of that, the Friendsgiving. So I didn't have no breaks in between for like just resting, and some of my friends didn't even come because they were also sick, which was wild because everybody that I know is getting sick now. But yeah, I did not do anything on Sunday. I was like mentally and physically drained. The whole day was just chilling, literally in my bed while it was raining. And it was not only me, my dad and my brother were also like that because I woke up a period of time and everyone was just knocked the fuck out, like literally knocked the fuck out. Except for like last night, well, not Sunday night, I was literally in my room and it was like grayish outside because, like I said, it was raining, but then, like, all of a sudden, the whole sky was yellow and it was trending on fucking Twitter. Like, someone even said, was there like a nuclear war? What the fuck is going on? Why the sky just all of a sudden turned yellow? It was like the most creepiest shit ever. And I think it wasn't too creepy to me. I just found it odd because in every like change of the color of the sky, you can see it in photos, in some of them. You can see them photos. But when we pointed at the camera, either it's a Snapchat or a regular camera phone, it was literally blue, which was fucking confusing on that. So yeah, it was just kind of weird and odd. My brother even went downstairs, and then all of a sudden the sky turned purple, and then it's just dark because it was like around 4, in which I'm just like, 4 o'clock, it's already turning dark. It's just too much. But and also, like, it's been dragging. The night has been not dragging, but I feel like it's like 12 o'clock when it's actually like 7 p.m. and I'm just like disoriented because of that shit. But that's mostly when the time changes. But we could say like we get used to it, but to be honest, I don't get used to it because every single day I'm like, hey, it's 12 o'clock when I'm about to sleep. It's like 6 in the afternoon. Well, night, you can say now. But yeah, that's what I've been doing this week. And then prior Monday, I started having a little bug even deeper than Sunday and Tuesday. Like, I wasn't eating. Like, the peanut butter that I ate in the morning, I threw it out. And then the afternoon, I really didn't eat that much. I literally had ginger ale. Everything was making me nauseous. I tried eating, but then I started throwing up. So, yeah. It's not good. So, today I had a soup. I did, like, I was gonna go to work, but I told my boss I was sick. I had no strength because I haven't been eating well enough. That was the whole thing. Like, this morning I tried eating just like a slice of bread with like peanut butter or something just to see. Yeah, that was asking me out the fucking questions. So yeah, tomorrow I will be going to the doctor because a bitch needs to go to the doctor. She does. She hasn't gone since February, but we need to go. Okay, so I had Friendsgiving this past Saturday, right? And I'm gonna say this for like a fact. The whole conversation that we had during the Friendsgiving was how the fuck 2022 has been the fucking fastest year ever. Like, to be honest, this year has been a blur. And I'm not even sure, but like, it's been so fast. Like, just yesterday, I thought we were in January, and now we're all of a sudden in December, end of the year, going to 2023. It's just a fucking crazy and fast time. Like, time is really going by so quick that I think, like, you really have to do whatever you put your mind to because time is going by so quick. It's like blowing my mind. Like, it's just a blur. Like, this year is completely a blur. Well, since 2020, since, COVID, all the COVID shit happened, it's been a little blur because it's just been so bad of a couple of years now. Hopefully 2023 is better. It is gonna be better. We're gonna put that shit out there because we need it. Also, I am gonna say this, like, I haven't been motivated to do anything, like anything, but I'm trying to get myself back to my normal routine because I diverted from my routine that I in placed for myself, which I was doing perfectly fine. But without being, out of those routine, you won't get the actual healthy part of the growth or the work that you're trying to do within yourself. So I've been trying to get myself back into it, back into my motivation, my motive to do videos, to do the podcast, to do art, to do the store. And yes, I am rebranding the whole online store, so there's a lot of things I have to do. And it's a little bit of struggle. Sometimes when you do a lot of things all together, it demotivates you from doing certain things. And I just been, lazy. Also, I heard when it's like the cold weather, people tend to get depressed and stuff. I technically don't get depressed. I actually get really, really happy with the cold weather. But I heard a lot of people get depressed. I don't know why. But seasonal depression, that's what I heard it's called. But I never been depressed in the cold weather. I actually thrive more in the cold weather than in the summertime. I just don't like the hot, sweaty fucking balls of the weather in summer. I'm fine with the fall. I'm fine with kind of 50-50 on spring. But summer and winter, I'm not it. One thing is because winters in New York, if you ever have experienced winter in New York, you will understand the fucking craziness that happens once it's like mid-December, January, and February. That shit will hit you rock bottom and like the blizzards and the snow and the fucking defrost. Like, it's just too much. But spring, like I said, 50-50, because basically I don't like the allergy seasons, but I like that we're back in our hoodie and jacket season. That's only fall is because I just like the fall vibe. Like, everyone wants, oh, because Halloween. Yeah, I love Halloween. But I love the fall. It's just the smell of fall. It's like a different vibe. So yeah, fall, my number one. It's fall, autumn, number one in the fucking seasons. But yeah, people get seasonal depression. Something you learn every day. One of my favorite YouTubers that I've been seeing for a long time. She's a twin, and her name is Nikki and Gabby. I was watching her videos, and I haven't seen her in a while, and I see that like her growth from where I seen her before has been so huge. But she gets seasonal depression in one of her videos from way in the past. And I didn't know people get really depressed when it's really cold. Like, I get so happy and so hyped to be outside in the cold, like in the fall weather. I get so happy. I don't know why. I just do. And some of my friends says, yeah, they do get seasonal depression because they apparently get so upset and like not upset, but like so sad that they have to wear so many clothes to go outside, and it's very sh like it's a struggle. Like, I didn't know that. I was so fucking happy. I have jackets, I buy coats, different styles and everything that I really don't need. I need to stop buying clothes every fucking year because I don't got a walk-in closet. I don't. But I think I shop like I do, and that's just the most craziest shit ever. But yeah, I'm just that girl. So if you guys haven't seen and heard on this podcast, or probably not, but probably like my YouTube channel, my Instagram. I have been studying the Korean language. I have been diving deep into the Korean language, also the Japanese language. I really like those two languages a lot, and a little bit of Mandarin because it is the most, well, it's kind of like the most well-known language. This is what I saw on a website. Don't quote me on this. But I am learning mostly Korean, Japanese, and Mandarin. You know, it's Mandarin is like a, I feel like it's like a rough language, but it's soft at the same time. Like, I see these actors in these movies from like Asian dramas. I feel like the Asian dramas hit really differently than Hispanic drama. It is, I'm sorry, I'm Hispanic, I know, but it's like it hit different because Hispanic novellas, when I tell you, you can predict them yourselves. The scripts are all the fucking same. Literally, they're all the fucking same shit. While I see Korean dramas or like Japanese dramas or Mandarin dramas, well, Mandarin, basically Chinese, they're literally really different. Like, they have twists. I was seeing for Korean dramas, I have like a whole list of Korean dramas that I'm watching, but I am learning the Korean language. It's been like a year and a half. I'm like a little tiny bit afraid to like speak it in front of people because I still am trying to learn like the pronunciations of the words. But I can actually understand some of the things you probably would say to me in Korean. Not all of them. Probably some. Okay? But I feel like it's a very different thing. Like, the Spanish language, we are considered the romantic species. This is what I saw on Google. Spanish speaking words, Spanish people are literally the language. Well, there's different types of Spanish, so I don't know which kind of Spanish they were talking about, but the Spanish language is basically the most romantic thing because we are spicy. I feel like the most like Spanish speaking language that is like rough in a way is Mexican Spanish. Mexican Spanish be rough. Like I have friends and I'm just like, your language is rough, my guy. Like, and don't get me wrong, my Dominican Spanish, that shit is rough too, but you know, we all like vulgar people. Like, if you go to my country, like, we all like vulgar people. Like, we are so fucking rough. I don't know. But yeah, I've been learning Korean and Japanese. I'm understanding a couple of words. Still trying to do the pronunciation, but I am right now watching, if it just came out basically, it's called Reborn Rich. I don't even know who it's by, but it's been good so far. It's fucking crazy though. I also seen Doom at Your Service. I seen Love, Eat, and Kill, I think that's what it's called. I seen, there's a lot of them that I seen that I can't remember right now. Wow. I have like a whole list and I've seen a couple of them. Even Mandarin. Mandarin ones I seen, which is Chinese. Seen a lot of them. But right now, my main thing. Oh, Big Mouth. I think it's Big Mouth or Big Mouse. I forgot it. Either or. But he was fine as hell. Mostly all of them are fine as hell. But I was watching, while I was on the internet, I kept seeing something, about the new Korean law that they have, which I was like, they should have had this law way before, because why are these idols suffering from stalkers? And like, not even like the stalkers that we have like in the States, but I'm like saying stalker to the extent that the girl from Girl Generation, I think Taiwan, she was almost fucking kidnapped while on stage by a fucking stalker. Like, what? Like, why are these idols not protected? Why did it take so long to get this fucking law in place? It's not even for idols, it's for general public. Like, it literally took a girl to get murdered. Murdered. So you can place protection on victims that are being stalked, that are being abused. Like, why did it take this long? And why did, my thing is like, it's in general, why does someone have to die in order to place safety for others? Why couldn't we, as humans, put this in place before anyone else get hurt or anyone get hurt in general? Like, why does it have to go to an extent that someone has to be hurt, killed, murdered in order to place a law that should have been a long time ago that we all knew it was an issue? Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense to me. Like, condolences to the family that lost the girl. I don't remember her name because I didn't say her name, but condolences to the family, and this should have been in place. She should have been protected. Basically, she had a stalker who was her coworker. They got fired. They placed a police report. Diddy didn't do anything. And one day, she was followed by him because there were no restraining orders against him for the first time. He wasn't even in the prison that for that long. And while she was walking home, she got murdered by her stalker because he got mad that she went to the cop, basically. So a lot of people were protesting that. If I'm saying a lot of different things that it's not how it was, let me know. But this is from what I read from a news outlet. So yeah, she got murdered, and there was a little protest. Like there was a lot of protests on having protection for women in Korea because there's a lot of stalking stories that ended in tragedy just because they're not protected. Like here, if you get stalked, it's very much you're gonna go to jail, or very much there's gonna be a restraining order. But in Korea, there's no law that protects anyone who is a victim. So I'm very happy that they actually placed this law to help, yes, the idols, but yes, people in Korea. Because that should have been placed in the first place. And yeah, just like it goes for men get stalked too. So it's not, just women. Men get stalked too. But most of the time is women. So condolences to the family. And I love how JYP literally said that he will protect his idols. And that should be every company's way. Protect their idols no matter fucking what. These are people who are entertainers but also have lives, and they don't need to be stalked. They don't need to get abused. Why are people getting their numbers and like exposing them to the outside? They're regular fucking people. Yeah, they're entertainers who sing, dance, look gorgeous, 'cause their skin is beautiful. But we don't need to do all this extrasness. Like, it's too much. Like, I don't know why people gotta be outside celebrities' houses at 3 o'clock in the morning or in front of their hotels or camping to see them. That is too much for me. That is just too much. Like, don't you guys have anything else to do? Like, do y'all get paid for this? And also, since they placed this law, a lot of people are like trying to see like what's gonna happen to Dispatch, because I know Dispatch loves to take pictures and have, celebrity idols, personal life be, taking pictures and printed and all that. So what's gonna happen to that? Because that is considered stalking if you're taking pictures of idols in their private life. That's kind of like stalking. If it's not, let me know. But yeah, that is the new update on Koreans. New law that should have been passed a very fucking long time ago. Literally, a le long time ago that should have been placed. Period. So yeah, guys, I'm going to end this episode this week right here. I will catch you guys next Wednesday. We are so close to the end of the fucking year. We have a couple of weeks left, and it will be 2023. And yeah, the final episode of the year is done, and it will be out on the 28th. And I know, I believe I'm gonna be out for at least 2 weeks. I do have a lot of things, planned and coming. Next year will be a kind of a different season because I'm going to switch it up a little bit. So that's what we're gonna do. But I catch you guys next Wednesday at 11, and I hope you guys have a nice weekend. And don't get sick like me, because I am horribly sick and I can't eat, and I want some. Thanksgiving leftovers so bad. But yeah, go in the description. It will be my Instagram and every social media that I am in and the other hosts are in. So I catch you guys later. Deuces.